Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's one of your better intros.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. It's good to be back. What about this? Give me the wide angle. Give me the wide angle. Look at that up there, ladies and gentlemen. We have a neon sign that says cancel me now here on the podcast.
I don't know why there's an X at the bottom.
Just because there's a little kiss.
Cancel me now. It's a fucking cracker.
What a week it's been.
Oh, the sign. I'm talking about, I'm still on the sign.
Yeah, I know, but I was.
Sign's
how
unreal.
Good's the sign?
Sign's unreal.
What about, oh, so the, so I complained on the show the other week about these fucking.
You do that a bit.
That's all I do. Complain about me now. I got these fucking weird, like, they almost look like a laptop charger cable. Got two of them sent to me like 3 weeks ago.
Didn't know what to do with them.
I was like, what the fuck are these?
Who's sending me cables?
And it just said, like, it had my address, it had my name, and like, I was like, what? No return address? What the fuck are these? Anyway, I was freaking out because I was like, what does this even mean?
Everything freaks you out.
So that of course.
That would definitely freak you out, just random cables coming in the
mouth. Well, what does it mean? Well, who knows where I live? What are they sending me? What if I'm missing something?
Yeah.
Well, how would you feel if you just had cables turn up at your house?
That's a strange threat for sure.
It's a weird thing to get.
Someone sending you random cables, you don't know anything to do with them.
What do I got cables? What's coming next? What's going to happen tomorrow? Turns out they're for these.
What I just ordered two of recently that needs.
No, I didn't order them. They sent them to me.
No,
this is like 6 months ago.
You did order the signs though.
No, I just said, yeah, let's do it. They said, do you want me to make signs for the podcast? I said, yeah, sure, let's go.
They're great. Who did it? Can you give them a plug?
Cancer Be Lit or something. What's that they're called?
No, that's the podcast that we do.
Get Lit, wasn't it?
Get lit. Get Lit Neon.
Get Lit Neon. Great work.
Lit me off.
Yeah.
Suck me off or something.
Get Lit Neon.
They actually do really good work.
I can tell. They're outstanding.
Get Lit. If you're after some neon signs for your kebab shop or whatever you do.
Your brothel.
Your bedroom. Yeah, your brothel.
Asian massage parlor. They generally got neon signs out the front.
What's the one in Newcastle? The Asian Star.
The Asian Star. Great neon. I heard Two Lit Neons did there.
Oh, really? That was.
I believe so.
They've got two big like shout outs. One from the Asian Star in Newcastle, the best Asian brothel. And the Buttsman podcast.
That's subjective.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many Asian brothels are there in Newcastle? There's a few.
I mean, there's a lot of rub and tug joints.
Well, apparently there's one in...
Apparently.
All alleged.
Near where I grew up. You know.
Duggar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a close beach area around the corner.
What, really?
That services women as well.
Ladies need loving too.
Finger jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fingery the biscuit. Like, you know when you get a bit of batter on your fingers and you just lick it off? Apparently this is what these bloke. There's a bloke there that jams the ladies.
Well, I mean.
Hits the bloody, the chakras in the right position.
It's all about equality.
Yeah. Hits the spot. And apparently we spoke to a lady who went there.
We should get her on the podcast.
No, she's painful. And she said, oh, I probably shouldn't say that.
Shouldn't talk about Claire like that.
No. And she said that it was the best orgasm she's ever had.
That's great.
She said the bloke was ugly, but he hit the spot.
Generally, as is the case with ugly women, they have to try a bit harder.
Yeah.
So I'm sure ugly dudes, especially in that line of work, you do have to just try a little bit harder. Well, if you're going to be ugly, you got to fucking make sure you're good at what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's why I think Gabe really tries it. Producing the show.
Oh, he does such a good job because he's ugly as sin. Uglier than a hat full of arseholes.
You are the arsehole.
What's been happening, boys? How is everyone?
Well, I tell you what, my wife's gone missing.
Yeah, where is Clary? I noticed she wasn't here.
Well, let me tell you all about
it. Oh, dear, here we go. So she's trying to find a home for a rabbit or something ridiculous.
Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Not far off.
There was a Kelpie being put down tomorrow.
She's gone to stand in front of it. It's like, you know, in like the movies where they're going to bulldoze like the forest and they're standing in front of
she's
the
bulldoze. She's a part of the Extinction Rebellion.
Claire's
she's
in front of the euthanasia needle at the vet.
Just dived in front of it.
No.
Don't worry about the baby growing inside
What's she doing?
Well, there's a Kelpie getting put down and she's gone up to the pound to get it.
What, not, bring it here?
No, I take it to a parent's house for a couple of days. They're going to foster it.
And then what?
I don't know.
Well,
I know.
What happens after a couple of days? She hasn't thought this one through.
Well, I know what her dad's like, and they're going to keep it. They'll I guarantee it. You, next week on the show, they will have a new dog. Apparently he's beautiful. I'll show you a photo.
I'm sure he is, but just let it go. You can't save them all. That's insane. I mean,
he's cute.
Personally, I'd let that one die.
No. No, he's very nice.
That one, in my opinion, that one's better off dead.
No, he's just a little fella. He's very cute. And Claire got onto her parents. I spoke about it on the Mum and Dad show, which I did alone.
It's just the dad show.
It's just the dad show.
It's the am dad show.
When dad's alone, dad will play. Yeah, mum had a night, so girls' night out.
So she's saving her.
So she went up with her dad to get it, and they saved it. Saved it from being killed. So that's good. They've done a great job. But I've had to be the dick in the situation and go, we can't. And she goes, I know, but
glad,
we have to do
I'm
something.
I'm glad you put this podcast before that, because I would have been asking questions if you were there too. And you like move the podcast because you had to go save this dog. I'd be like, mate.
Man. We there's too much. We've got a child being reared.
Yeah.
We have Rosie's crook. We've got Littlefoot. He's a bucket of fun.
He wouldn't go for a wee before when you were telling him to go for a wee.
Yeah, but he doesn't wee inside. He's just like, no. Dad, I'll piss when I need to.
I'll tell you when I'm ready.
But Rosie's issue means she drinks a lot more water, so she has to go to the toilet a lot more. And she's got an interesting positioned bladder, which means it's a long story.
It sounds like a lot.
But yeah, that's dogs, man. You look after them when they're healthy and when they're crook. So, but yeah, so Claire's done that.
Why was it getting put down? Was it naughty?
No.
Was it a bad dog?
It wasn't naughty or nice. It was. Well,
it can't have been that good because I'm going to kill it.
Well, in the pound up at Singo, after a week, if they're not claimed, they get put down.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rough.
Yeah, it sucks, but like.
You got to kill something.
Something's got to die.
Yeah. I know. I like your attitude.
No, what do you do?
I know.
What do they do with the dog after they kill him?
I think they just throw it in the bin.
I should do what I did with that possum the other week. Just launch it on the side of the road.
Freak out, panic, and ring the council to pick it up. You fucking weird cunt. Go and check out that podcast episode. That was ridiculous. Bluey panicked because it was a dead possum in his backyard. And rather than burying it like a normal person, he had this big conspiracy with the local council to come and pick it up, take it somewhere, hide it.
It wasn't a conspiracy. It was just like the easiest thing for me to do was throw it on the side of the road and get the council to clean it up.
You spent hours on the phone. You transported a dead possum.
15 minutes on the phone and a 3-minute drive.
You put it in your car?
In the tray of my ute. We've been over this.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck that possum. Fuck Newcastle Council too.
Fuck the police. Yeah. So
Claire's doing that. That's good.
Claire's doing that. I've been busy just doing my normal thing, but I've been having arguments. I don't know. Do I tell you about the... It wasn't an argument. It was an email exchange to do with Mark Burris. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So Mark Burris said he could be keen to come on the show.
Mark Burris of Aussie Home Loans.
Yellow
fame.
Brick Road.
He's a multi.
I don't know. He's like a financial dude.
Yeah.
Quite successful.
He's an entrepreneur.
He was the host of The Apprentice in Australia.
And he's on the board of the Sydney Roosters as well.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. So...
So yeah. Anyway,
good guy.
What happened to Mark?
Well, he said he was keen.
Why isn't Mark here?
To come on the show. And I get an email from his producer, who I'm sure is lovely, or PA, personal assistant. And she starts asking me questions that I can't really answer. She's like, so what's the show called?
I mean, you should have been able to answer that.
Well, I failed on that one. She said, where does the podcast go? So this is the email. She goes, what's the podcast called? Where does it go up? How many views does it get? How many listens does it get? What questions are you going to ask Mark?
Yeah, they want to, it's all going to be, he's big.
And I'm just not going to answer those questions. No. I'm not going to say to you what I'm going to ask because I don't fucking know.
We refuse to plan anything we do on this
show. No, it's not. I don't want to do that.
Not for me, not for you, and definitely not for Mark Burris.
No, fuck Mark.
We're not planning anything.
Mark.
I'm sorry.
I cannot go into detail about what I'm going to ask because we don't know.
We didn't plan a live show that we did. For 50 paying customers, we're definitely not planning an episode from Mark
because he's going to be in town. I'm going to ask him questions
because he wants to know what he's going to get. You don't want to get blindsided.
What are you going to get blindsided about, Mark?
I don't know.
What do you got to hide
on this podcast? You could ask him something real, like I mean, we do have two butt plugs sitting on the bench.
Well, I'd move the butt plugs if fucking Mark Burris is coming on.
I wouldn't. I'd get another
one. That's the thing, you know. You got to. You got to just fucking roll with the punches. If you want to come on the show, come on the show. If you don't, it's okay. Just say no.
What was the email exchange like?
Well, it was fine. And I said, listen, I don't have an answer to that question. And she was like, I need to know. I was like, I'm sorry.
I don't
have an answer.
You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it. I was just like heaps abrupt with her. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. And she just stopped replying, and I stopped. Well, it was the end of it.
That was it.
And that was sort of like, I was like, okay, I understand that it's her job to sort of find out, but you got to wrap your head around the idea, Mark, that these podcasts are conversations. They're not planned, mate.
Yeah, the ones that he do are planned, though.
Yeah, but I don't have an interest in that. I might have some questions I might want to know about.
Yeah.
And maybe I could sort of run with some themes, but I'm not going to go, and he was coming in a couple of days, and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know, mate. We'll work it out. It'll be fine.
You should have, here's my take on it. You should have just thrown a few random questions in there.
Yeah.
And we could have got him and then just fucking blindsided him
with allegations that are completely untrue.
I like Mark Burris.
I like Mark Burris too.
You should have just said like a few random questions and then we could have just sat down.
Oh, what's your favourite meal, Mark?
Yeah.
What do you like to do with your spare time?
Just want
to
ask him.
How did you fit Sonny Bill under the salary cap of the Roosters?
Yeah, anyway. I think you should have sent a few questions through.
Oh, sorry, mate. Maybe you should be my personal assistant.
I could. There we go. You've already got one of them.
Is it too late?
Why don't you contact him?
Gabe, pull this out of the fire.
I do want to reach out, but it's Isaac's blue tick that gets the response.
No, but I got her
herpes.
I got her contact info.
Mm.
Her name's Jess, I think.
Gabe, pull this one out of the fire.
So I just try again.
Yeah.
No, I'll just give you the info. Just say, hey, sorry I had to deal with the fucking prima donna is Isaac Butterfield.
Isaac's not used to doing.
I'm a diva, bro.
Isaac's not used to doing stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't have answers to that. I don't like the idea that you have to have everything as an interview. It shouldn't have to be like that. I don't think.
No, but if you want a big name on, you probably should.
Mm.
Mark's not a big name.
He is.
No, he's not.
He definitely is. I'm a big name.
Mark's very successful, very good at what he does. But okay, if they wanted fucking if I wanted Joe Rogan on the show, yeah, sure, he's a big name.
Yeah, but Rogan wouldn't ask you. Like, you wouldn't.
That's my point. I don't want people on the show that go, you need to tell me exactly what you're going to ask me. That's not who I want on the show.
Yeah, but you just tell them you're going to do that and then you just
do
what you want.
No, because that's playing into this idea that you have to play right the old school rules. I'm not doing that.
I fucking refuse.
I'm not doing it.
Well, Mark Burris isn't coming on the show.
Mark Burris is the first person to be banned from this show. He was not welcome on this show. Mark, where are you? You're not welcome, Mark. I do like Mark.
Mark, reach out. Mark, talk to Gabe.
Mark, we're sorry.
Talk to the adults, Mark.
We can iron this out. Talk to Gabe. So Mark Burris isn't coming on the show. So that's good. What else?
Yeah. I feel like we should give these away. So we have two anal fantasy butt plugs here.
Which last week we did say, if you're a member of the Patreon, you are automatically in the running.
Yes.
To win one of two anal fantasy collection Arsgasm cock rings.
With a special
some Iraq War
paraphernalia,
Iraq War Maestro trading cards. We've got Colin Powell and Dick Cheney.
I've got Dick Cheney, and they're signed. Remember, they're signed by us.
Powell and Cheney. They're signed by me and you.
A winner might be watching now if you're live on Patreon.
Yeah, if you're live on Patreon, remember it's $1 a month. It's fuck all.
And also on the Patreon. Not this week, but I think you said in a couple of weeks you're going to be giving away some cold hard cash.
Yeah, I'm going to give $500 away next week. I know I've been saying next week for a while, but it is actually next week.
It is actually going to be next week.
But this week,
it's something better than money.
So should we go with the classic prostate stimulator first or the cock rig plug plus?
You pick one and I'll pick one.
Let's comment. Well, okay.
And I'm going to, you want to go first?
You let me know.
No, Bluey, his question was which toy are you giving away first?
Yeah. Well, I'll pick a comment for the classics prostate stimulator.
So what was the question in the Patreon?
Oh, I just said drop a comment on why you deserve to win one of these beautiful specimens.
Ass pleasuring devices.
and there was loads of funny ones, but I sent you boys a short list of what I thought was the funniest side of things.
Yeah, and
I've got one.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll give away the Arsgasm cock ring plug with the Dick Cheney.
I don't like to play favourites, but which one do you think is better of the two?
I think for me personally, I'd prefer the Arsgasm cock ring plus.
Yeah.
It actually says plug, but I think plus is a better word.
Because that like you could wear while you were pleasuring a lady or a fella.
Yeah, yeah.
This is more solo session, I think.
This is full on. That's some full on
shit. This is like... shut the blinds, unplug the phone.
Yeah.
And just go to town on yourself. That one, that one's a, your one's a little bit more social, I think, of the two.
All right. The winner of the Askasm Cockring Plus is Dan Luzewski. Luka Zewski. Who says, give me the fucking ass dildos or I'll review bomb your Monday night social game and you get banned. Get you banned. That was about something we were talking about on the podcast last week about us getting banned from a social game that we play every Monday, a sporting game. And they are absolute Nazis there. So congratulations, Dan, on the Patreon.
The threat worked.
Threatened me. That's a good way to get to me. He said, give me the fucking ass dildo. So listen up, big dick. You got it, baby.
I'm going to choose Amber Nevin.
Oh, girl, you fucking creep.
Amber Nevin. Well, girls like it up the ass as well. So.
Don't we all?
Amber's comment tickled me. Said, I would like it because my father passed away last year. And I would like something to help bring back fond memories of him.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So congratulations, Amber. You are now the proud owner of a Classics prostate stimulator. Get in touch with us on the Patreon and send us your shipping address.
Yeah, just onto a message. And these have been opened, but they haven't been used.
Oh, I mean, speak for yourself.
Uh-oh.
There's a couple of honourable mentions because there's some fucking good comments.
Yeah, I will say there was one that actually gave me the giggly bigglies. Where was it?
So you don't get a toy, but you get a shout out.
You get a shout out. Chris McFarlane. Christian McFarlane. It's always such a hassle putting my cock ring and butt plug in separately. Mm. This would fix that problem, which it does.
Yes,
it
absolutely does. Steel Hobbs, if used right, it would bring back fond memories of my uncle. May he rest in peace.
Stuart Arborn, I really want this.
That's what I was looking at just then.
I really want this. I'm not gay or anything, but I just really need it for my girlfriend. It's definitely not for me or anything.
And I... This is something I had in my notes to talk about today.
These people are funnier than us.
Have you ever noticed how often men use gay humor?
I mean, daily for me.
Like
every day.
It is funny, isn't it? It's like dudes love making jokes, not about gay people, but just about gay acts. Like if someone, if you're on a building site.
That's funny.
And someone goes, oh, come. Everyone go, oh, yum.
Yeah.
Like they love making gay jokes.
Because it's funny.
But why is that? Why do you think men love making gay jokes?
Not all men do. Some guys get upset. That's why it's funny.
It's funny to do it
around old blokes.
Yes.
That are like, you know, like our dad's generation that are like grew up pretty homophobic, like genuinely homophobic. And like you'll be watching telly and like a good looking dude will come on and you'll be like, you want to kiss him, eh, dad? He goes, fuck off, man. I don't want to fucking poof.
You're like,
I know you're not, but it's funny upsetting you.
It is. And it's like, easy to upset him too. You're like,
that's part of the humor.
Yeah.
It's also just funny to say the wrong thing.
Yeah. How do you think that the next generation will be? If that's our fathers and our grandfathers, they are super homophobic, do you think that how will we be to our grandkids? Will they look at us and go, oh, you're pretty homophobic?
They might think we're actually gay because we keep saying that sucking.
Do you reckon they'll go the other way?
I don't know.
Like, oh, granddaddy's always making like heaps of gay remarks. Like he's probably one of those homos.
Yeah, maybe. But like grandpa says some pretty weird shit.
Like, so our granddads would be like, oh, I hate gay people. And we're like, when we're grandfathers, we're like, oh, love cocks.
Yeah, I love sucking dicks.
Love sucking. Granddad loves, always talking about sucking dicks, granddad. He loves sucking dicks.
I don't know if granddad's gay or just trying to be funny, but it's whatever. I don't get it.
See your granddad talking about how much he loves cum. It's so weird.
Every Christmas, he just draws dicks on the Christmas cards.
And then starts sucking them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bit strange, but we always seem, straight dudes always do like gay humor. They're like, oh yeah, cum's delicious. Oh yeah, I fucked him, yada, yada, yada. I like it. I think it's a nice way to be. It's definitely better than being the other way and never joking about gay people.
I mean, you got to include everyone.
What is the group do you think that needs to be included next? Because it was gay people for a long time, then it was trans people. What do you think's next? Bestiality?
Disabled.
I think disabled people get, particularly autistic people, I'm getting a bit over them because everyone's claiming to be autistic now.
There is a lot of people that I think are autistic.
Well, a lot of people are autistic.
Mm.
I feel like it's like the ADHD
How
thing.
How did I know you were going to talk when I said that?
Because I know people that are going, oh, I might like, do you reckon like I'm autistic? Do you reckon I'm on the spectrum? It's like when people just claim ADHD or still do.
Yeah. When it's like you just got a shit attention span.
Yeah.
And you're just a bit weird. Like, yeah. I've got autism.
Like why
can't. It's not cool.
It's okay to just be a bit different. Yeah. You don't have to label yourself with something. And I think it is also quite self-limiting when you label yourself with something like autism or maybe not ADHD to the same extent, but if you go around, like, you'll see it in Instagram bios now, like, oh, autism.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It's like...
It who's?
Hey, you're on a weird side of the internet. Yeah, I
know. This is what I do for a job. Yeah, like, that's true. So, okay, if you went onto someone's page and they'd have the trans flag, they'd have the pride flag, yeah. They'd have autism.
They'd have pronouns.
Pronouns. That is what you see.
Yeah.
Like you go, so basically what it is now, if you're a progressive sort of person, you want to have your pronouns in your bio, what sexuality you are by your flag, you want to have what your sort of your mental state, whether you've got depression. Like, no, seriously, this is like what people post. They post, I've got anxiety, I've got depression, that's awesome. I've got autism.
That's awesome.
It's like, leave people some room to discover things about you.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Suffer in silence.
What would you put in your bio, do you think? What should you have in your bio?
In terms of like my pronouns and stuff?
No, like what's something that we would never reveal. Back in the day, we'd never reveal, but now we should reveal.
I'd be like...
Hemorrhoids?
Yeah, orange pubes.
Yep.
Like mild drug habit. Problem drinker.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bad with money.
Like if you go to Gabe's Instagram...
What is that?
Just bad with money, yeah. In the fucking bios.
Yeah.
If you've got Gabe's Instagram, it's he, him, loves cum. Oh, fuck off. He, him, loves cum. And I think that's great. I think it's good to get that out there.
Yeah.
Like, but I honestly feel like people just claim all these things because they feel like it gives them sort of a couple of brand. It gives them a crew to sort of belong to.
Yeah, it's like people just want to belong, don't they? And if you're a bit weird, then you can just like, I don't know, you can just say that you're, I'm autistic.
Well, if you watch Grease back in the day.
Grease.
The movie Grease.
John Travolta?
Yeah. Like there was the jocks, there were the cheerleaders, there were the nerds. But now there's so many other categories. There's the trans, there's the fucking, there's the, who else is there? There's
the furries.
The furries, the autistics, there's the fucking.
The subs, the doms.
The subs, the doms.
Apparently. This is what a school looks like.
This is what schools are right now.
All the trans people are over there, all the furries are over
there. That is what it's like.
When were you at a school?
Not joking. This is not a joke.
We're not joking. This is true.
I have a friend who whose kid goes to school. I won't say which school, but up in the Hunter Valley. And apparently there's like sub kids and they wear like leather fucking chokers to school and shit. And they're like the submissive kids.
Oh.
And this is like in a high school.
Oh.
And they're like fucking 16 and they're like, no, I'm a sub. And they're like, what the fuck?
But when do you wake
up? Where were these cunts when I was going to school?
when do you wake up and you decide you're a sub? You just go, fuck, I love. Do you like, do you choke on a bit of toast that morning? You go, oh, I don't mind this. This
is actually quite,
it's not.
Do you type a bit too tight? You're like,
Christ. Go the way of Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like, but that's what high schools are like, Gabe. You go around and everyone's got their group, right?
Yeah. There's and I think now it would group. Be like more so.
There's just heaps of different groups. And I get that it's nice to belong, but like, can you not belong to something heaps weird, like subness?
Yeah, just belong to something cool.
What do the doms do? If there's a subgroup, well, how do the doms walk around? Just fucking like gutter stomping cunts.
I don't know.
Can we find out?
I don't know. I don't know. So they'd be doing something weird.
I'm scared about what high school would be like for my son.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be weird.
It's like,
man.
One thing that like makes me think like, fuck, do I want to have kids? Because I'm just like.
It's a weird world.
It's just getting weirder. I mean, probably every generation says that as you get older.
I guarantee you they do.
But I'm just like, I just see kids now and I'm like, you all suck badly.
You know when I look something up on my phone? Like how my pop reacts?
Yeah, he'd be just like, that would explode his brain.
He laughs.
Yeah.
He just laughs He's at like, me.
What
he
the
goes,
fuck is going
I
on?
I go, I'll just look it up on my phone. He goes,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
It would like smug.
No, like. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. It would explode their brains. Like what we do.
I'm just going to let Rosie out, but keep talking.
Oh, the dog's carrying on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because Claire's not here and they're freaking out. What the fuck's going on?
We had a few good things to talk about on this episode. But I'm excited. I'm excited for those people to get their sex toys. Make sure if you were the two winners, send us through some photos when you receive your not using them, but send us a few photos.
Just smile and maybe hold the box.
Yeah. Definitely don't insert them and then send us a photo. I mean, you can if you want. It's fucking, it is on Patreon, so. We should start a cancel in our OnlyFans when we send out sex toys.
And we just make them post everything?
Yeah, yeah. It's our user-generated content.
That's how you get the big bucks.
Fuck yeah. How's your weekend, Gabe? What'd you get up to?
I had a good weekend. I went to the Prince, had a couple bevs there.
Saturday, Sunday? When did you go drinking there?
Saturday.
The weather was good for boozing, wasn't it?
It was gun.
Yeah.
Up on that balcony there, up in the sun. I hadn't really had a day drink there, so it was
It's a nice spot. Mm-hmm. Cut my teeth there. There was a golden era of drinking there about 2014, 15. They used to do $4 Coronas and $5 Vodka Cruisers. Used to go in there with $100 and just get absolutely obliterated.
Never got to have those days. Hey, and you're not even that much older than me. Like, by the time I was drinking...
Yeah.
It was $5 for a two-ies new, and then within 2 years, you're paying $8 for a beer minimum.
You're pretty much getting, like, you're not getting a schooner for much less than $10 these days. No. It's pretty upsetting.
When do we have a riot?
No, I'm good, thank you, mate. I had...
Yeah, I'll have one.
I'm still a bit crook from the weekend. I had another big weekend.
Fill us in, mate.
I was in Sydney. Went to Sydney for Rufus. I went to see Rufus the Soul at the Domain in Sydney on the weekend.
Were they just
called Rufus? They were. Mm-hmm. Then they changed the name to Rufus the Soul.
Why?
Because it's cool. I have no idea why. There's probably a good reason.
Should I change my name to Isaac DeButts?
Actually, you probably should. That's pretty cool.
DeButts, man.
But it was amazing. It was at the Domain in Sydney, that big park in the middle of the city. And
I've never been there. But
30,000 people. And
how much were tickets?
100.
Fuck.
No, 130.
And they did 2 days.
And they did Friday and Saturday. And you could buy like select like front section, like good viewing booth for like 300. Wow. And they sold out both nights, so they did 60,000. What's that, 6 million? Just off the top of your head, is that 6 million bucks?
6 million times, no.
Well, say 130 bucks times 60,000. $130 times 60,000, 7.8 million.
So out of that, you'd be looking at...
Be a hefty booking fee for the Domain.
Booking fee would have to be
100 grand, easy.
150K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per night, probably.
For me to hire the Enmore when I did my special was 70.
Oh, so more than that. What's the Enmore hold? 2,000, 2,500?
17, 1,800.
Domain might be $250,000 to hire.
Maybe.
That's fucking huge.
But mine was higher fee and it was lighting and rigging and stuff.
Yeah, well, they had it, mate. If there's a band that you want to take MDMA and go and watch with your friends, it's Rufus Du Sol. The stage is like... It's like a light show. It's like a vivid light show and amazing music all in one there. So it was like the most fun I've had this year. It was fucking unreal.
And it was sold out?
Yeah, it was fucking packed.
On the topic of sellouts.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Liver King.
Oh!
The Liver King has been...
That was a good segue.
Thanks, mate.
Nice segue.
He's been caught. He's been charged. Well, he hasn't been charged. But he's about to be.
In the court of public opinion.
Yeah! He's been called out for having all of the steroids, quite a few different steroids. He's been more played to more dates. Derek, he made a video all about this, and it's an in-depth one too. It goes for about an hour, and I think he's coming out with a blood work video too, going into all the blood work thing. But basically, the Liver King was on a lot, and he reached out to a few different people asking for bodybuilding sort of to train him as a bodybuilder, which includes a lot of steroids. Now, the whole reason that the Liver King, if you don't know who he is, he's this super jacked dude that all he apparently eats is liver and testicles and fucking bone marrow and all that shit. And he is jacked, like super jacked.
Yeah.
Like he's ridiculous.
Fucking comical.
He looks swollen.
Yeah.
Like he's just huge.
And super tanned.
Like a good looking dude.
Great rig,
yeah.
Yeah.
But he's come out with all these claims that his hair grew back after he got on the roids and stopped on the diet and he stopped washing his hair.
So he's selling.
Doesn't wipe his ass.
On the back of the Liver King brand, he sells. He doesn't wipe his ass.
Doesn't wipe his ass, doesn't shower, doesn't sleep on a bed.
It must stink. Mm-hmm. He would pong. Mm-hmm. But on the back of like the Liver King public figure, he sells supplements. So I think it's Heart and Soil. And there's a heap of like, he's got a whole supplement range.
So you can swallow. And so if you don't want to eat the fucking kidneys and the liver and all that type of stuff, you can have the freeze dried version, which is in a pill. And you can have, I think there's like beef brain and I'll have a look what you're talking
testicle
about.
Ones and all sorts of stuff. And the claim is that like you can.
That's how he got jacked.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I look like this because I eat liver, I do XYZ, drink fucking ancestral semen. Living.
The ancestral tenants.
The nine ancestral tenants. Yeah. Mm. And obviously the whole time while he was, because he went viral. It was about June, July last year, all this content of his started popping up and he went viral. And people straight away were like, this motherfucker's out of control on steroids. And he just flat out denied it. He was doing like Logan Paul's podcast, all these massive podcasts. And people would ask him and he'd be like, I don't do that shit. I never do that shit. Mm-hmm. I look like this because of the fucking ancestral tenants and I eat testicles.
Yeah, and that's what he was claiming to everyone. He was like basically suggesting that if you eat like this, you can be me.
And he flat out denied it. And he must have, he was making a fortune.
He was making an
million,
absolute fortune.
100 million. But he was also claiming that like the Liver King brand didn't actually affect the supplement sales. He was saying like, I was already killing it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just the Liver King anyway. And this isn't actually affecting my sales at all. I was already killing it. And people are going like, mate, you can't make these claims and, you know, you're profiting off it. And then he's been exposed.
He's been exposed.
And he apologized.
More plates, more dates came out and just said, like, here's the emails. And how is that? Like, so he had been making videos about Liver King saying this and, oh, he is definitely on steroids. And then...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He goes into his own, and then Liver King denies it, denied it everywhere. Thousands of times. And then Derek goes into his own emails and has an email from the Liver King saying, hey, can you
help me
give me some information about steroids and shit?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm taking.
An old email that he hadn't seen. Crazy. And then Liver King came out and made the apology video, which is pretty funny.
He's a funny
dude. Have you watched it? He was like sitting in a throne.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's still full Liver King mode.
I really like him.
I think it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
He's a
primal.
Yeah, he just gets primal.
Would you class yourselves boys as primal or subprimal?
I am subprimal.
I'm definitely subprimal.
I understand that, like,
Gabe
primal as
Gabe
shit.
Primal.
Primal as shit.
You're only primal. You're only
fucking primal my ass.
You're only primal because you don't wipe.
In what world? Look at you. At your desk, you got a beer and a can of Glen 20. What the fuck's going on with you?
Gabe's only primal because he doesn't wipe his ass or brush his teeth.
Mate. So yeah, the Liver King copped a bit of heat. But apparently he said that he made his fortune prior to becoming a Liver King.
And I doubt that. Well, he was already very wealthy.
He was already making millions of dollars.
He must have been because he was spending 11 grand a month on steroids and like God knows what his food
bill. But he lived on a ranch.
Yeah, God knows what his food
like
bill
a
would
compound.
Be. He must have been paying an absolute shitload to make all that content. Like he had a team. So he's probably already a pretty wealthy guy anyway.
Well, apparently he makes about 100 mil a year.
That's a bit.
That's a
nice.
So
that's nice.
If that's
cash.
What he makes or what his company makes, I'm not 100%.
It's only a little bit more than you, Isaac.
Yeah,
just a touch. Well, just almost as much as you. And who did I tell that story to? Yes. Oh, shout out to Adam Greentree.
Oh, friend of the show.
Where's
the megaphone?
It's over here. I can't get it.
Name dropper.
I was telling Adam Greentree about
Gabe's wage. Greentree would have blown up.
He was blowing up.
Yeah.
He was like, that fucking little shit.
Yeah.
He said, wait till I get my hands on
him. Oh, he will fuck you up too.
He kills animals for a living.
Yeah.
Is he primal?
He's primal.
He is fucking primal.
Green Tree's primal.
He's
definitely.
Fucking primal.
Yeah.
Have you seen the shit that he's been posting on Instagram? Like he's just out like, so he's like me to you away just from Crocs.
Yeah.
He's a nutbag.
Yeah. He's like, don't fill up your water in the same spot twice because they're like, watching you.
Here's what will happen.
They're watching you. Yeah.
When he goes away, like he told that story on the podcast about him getting trapped like up down a glacier and stuff. But every time he goes away, I always say to him, don't die.
Are you coming back?
Try not to die. He's just a fucking
lunatic. He's a man's man. He's primal, for
man,
sure.
Man, he used to walk across when he was, you know, he had a pretty rough upbringing and he got away sort of in the wilderness and that was where he found himself sort of thing. And he would go out and just walk across. He was down in near Canberra. He'd walk for days just out in the bush. Like, he's just a fucking nutcase.
Yeah.
Lovely
man,
dude.
He's a man's man.
Fucking man's all right. He loved the Raptor.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he did. He probably put something in the back of it.
He fucking loved the Raptor, man.
On the subject of steroids, too.
Oh,
Conor McGregor.
Nah, I won't hear it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I won't hear it. I love Conor.
McGregor is fucking juiced out of his mind.
How do you know?
I don't, but he's huge. And apparently he got taken out of the USADA testing pool.
Yeah.
Because he obviously broke his leg. Obviously got on some nice juice to heal up nice and quick. So he taking himself out of the pool. He looks fucking huge.
He does look big.
He's fucking massive.
His face has changed.
He's, mate, his jaw, he's got the Zac Efron. You seen Zac Efron's jaw?
Yeah. Was, no, Zac Efron's jaw was a little bit more...
Square. McGregor's fucking... McGregor's face. He looks like... You watch American Dad? You know Stan Smith off American Dad?
Yeah, fuck, I love American
He's got
Dad.
The chin like the dad off he American Dad. He does
have the chin of American Dad. Like a Jimmy Neutron fucking
yeah,
chin.
Yeah, crimson chin.
He is looking different and thick.
Fucking massive.
But this is the thing.
What's he going to fight at when he comes back?
Fucking 200Ks. I happen to know, well, I guess anyone knows this, that Conor McGregor is very, very small.
Is
the
it, yeah.
Same as Tyron Woodley. Now, I was in an elevator with Tyron Woodley, and he's an ex-UFC fighter, fought Jake Paul, most recently got knocked out. I'm a name dropper, yeah. I was in an elevator with him in LA with his girl, and we're just in the hotel. And I didn't say anything. I'm a bit of a pussy. I just don't like annoying people. But
you know what it's like to get bothered by the general public?
Yeah, the last thing Tyron Woodley wants is some big fucking lurchy cunt Karen Pizza's up to his room going, hey, Tyron. But he was tiny. Like yeah. A really small man. But you see him with his shirt off and photos on like TV where he looks, you can't really tell his size. He looks jacked. And this is the thing. Short dudes, like, and I know this is going to upset some people, but short men aren't real men.
Yeah.
Like they're not. Short men are the equivalent of fat chicks.
Yeah.
You know, they're like short men really.
I want to see where you go with this.
Short men, I understand why it's always like Hitler was short, Pol Pot was short, all these evil characters.
Joseph Dr. Kony. Evil.
Joseph Kony, only 5 foot tall. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Like, you know.
Caused a lot of grief for a
Kony
small man.
Kony 2012?
Yeah.
Was it 2012?
Kony yeah. 2012.
Kony 2012.
Yeah. How's that going?
I haven't heard about it. He must be doing well. But all these short guys are all like evil, bad men.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, if you get over 6'5", like, I'm 6'8", and I'm just like, bro, everything's cool up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's hard to be mad when you're tall.
You can't. You walk into a shop, you're like, yeah, sure, overcharge me. Whatever. Don't take my vouchers. But as soon as a short guy walks in.
They're coming back with a handgun.
And this is why Italian men are angry, because they're all short.
Yeah.
They're all angry at their wives for no reason.
They do.
And fucking red sauce and the whole thing.
They did coin the term wife beater, didn't they, when they wear those singlets?
Did they?
Are you
saying all Italian men beat their wives?
Not the gay ones. 155 pounds is what McGregor fought.
Which is 63 kilos?
70.
70 kilos.
70 kilos is like, I've taken bigger shits. Like that's
how much do you weigh, Gabe?
About 70. That's
so
small.
That's weak.
That's small and gay and weak.
I'm not even bad.
That is subprimal. That is
subprimal. I'm 101.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm about 105.
But I'm like, there's bigger dudes than me walking around. Like 70 kilos is fucking so small.
I lost on keto. I recently just got off on the weekend. I got
congrats.
Thanks, bro. I went from 110 and a half to 104 in 5.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Kilos to go, bros. Kilos to go.
But that's still 35 kilos heavier than.
I know. It's a lot.
That's small. But he wouldn't, he'd be like, he'd have to be like 90 something now. He looks enormous.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be 80 maybe.
What, he said 170. 85. I think he said 170 he's going to fight her.
Do you know how tall McGregor is?
He'd be 5'8".
170 is still only like just under 80 kilos. That's still not a big dude.
No, and this is the whole reason.
Liver King's 5'7".
Is he?
Yeah.
So this is my whole point.
Yeah.
Being a short guy, it's so much easier to put muscle on. You look bigger. Yeah. You only have to put on half the muscle.
It's not Rogan. Like Rogan's a short dude. Mm-hmm. He's what 1.7 meters tall.
So he's 170 centimeters tall. What's that in feet?
It'd be like six fucking. Just under 6 foot. 180 6 foot. So it's just under 6 foot.
Okay. So what was he? 173.
So it'd be 5'11". Like 5'11 and a half.
No.
What is it?
5'6".
What?
Or 5'7".
That can't be right.
Yeah. It's inches.
Okay. What? 1.8 meters is 6 foot. And he's 173 centimeters.
I don't know. Google just tells me.
Okay. Well, I don't think Google's right there. But anyway, he's not a tall man.
Says it right there.
5'6". Yeah, right.
5'6", 9". So call it 5'7".
Yeah.
See, I hate short dudes. So if you're a short dude watching this, turn off.
Yeah, find a new
podcast. This is for tall blokes only.
Find a new podcast.
I just walk out.
Get out. Yeah, so the Liver King, he's short. McGregor's short.
Kanye West is short.
Now, that's a guy you can set your watch to. He's a good man.
He's fucking on fire.
What about the fucking Alex Jones interview the other day?
I haven't watched it. I love Alex Jones. I fucking love Alex Jones. And I'm really digging. I'm digging Kanye at the moment. Did you boys watch it?
What's in his fucking Instagram bio?
Did you say I'm digging Kanye at the moment?
Not what he's saying, but I just love his attitude.
How he's saying it.
Do you know what I do love? He burnt that deal with Balenciaga just before the fucking child porn.
Did he have a deal with Balenciaga?
Yeah, huge. That was like the big thing. He Adidas and Balenciaga both dropped him because he went on this rant. Mm. And then 2 weeks later, Balenciaga do this ad campaign with basically softcore child porn.
Now, was it softcore child porn? I know they had all the weird sort of
there was kids with teddy bears in bondage.
It was 100% weird.
And agreed. There was one of the shots is a hot chick in a flash New York kind of apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all this paperwork on the table. But there's on the table, there's a book that's by of an artist. He's like a Dutch or a Belgian artist. And his work is all really weird, it's not child porn,
Let me get the actual thing.
Get
up
his name.
Paperwork.
It's not child porn, but
it's fucking weird.
It's a book that's praising this artist, and all his work is very, very weird, sus fucking.
So this is what was the document seen in the controversial Balenciaga sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think calling it porn is a stretch. That's clickbait, but.
It's fucking not far off.
But it's wrong. It's wrong as fuck.
So one of the papers discovered one was of the 2008 Supreme Court ruling, United States versus Williams. The court had been tasked with deciding whether laws banning the pandering or promoting of child porn violated the First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and expression in America. So they're trying to work out whether or not you should be able to use or promote child porn because it's freedom of speech. The Supreme Court upheld the 2003 laws to continue to outlaw advertising, promoting, and presenting of CP. The original petition was launched by sex offender Michael Williams. Now, that's a man you can set your watch to, who was charged with possessing and pandering of child porn after he told an undercover Secret Service agent that he had sexually explicit pictures of his daughter, a minor.
That's good.
So why the fuck is that in your fucking photo, Balenciaga, you creepy freak?
Yes. Yeah. But and Kanye must have known.
Maybe. Maybe he was the one who was behind the whole.
He's a genius.
Maybe.
And we already talked about the merch, hey? How he's bought warehouses full of Balenciaga gear and rebranded it with Yay 24. It's going to be all these election merchandise.
Yep.
And he's going to sell it for $20.
Good.
We have to get some.
Okay, Gabe.
Gabe, I'll say just what give I can him do. Your credit. Whatever.
Anybody listening to this, just buy it and we'll buy it off here.
We got to get some.
I want a jacket.
Oh, I want fucking, and some Yeezys, some Yeezy foam runners. We should do a whole episode in
just
Balenciaga gear and Yay 24.
But and what?
So do you know what he said, Bluey?
I know
in the Alex Jones interview.
He's had plenty to say about the JM, the Jewish media. that was on Lex, on Lex Friedman. You and know, Lex is like, he's like, stop calling it the Jewish media. And he goes, fine, JM.
Straight faced ass.
You know who's part of the Jewish media that doesn't get called out enough? Rugby League Week.
What? Are they owned by Jays?
Just money hungry Jays at Rugby League Week.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
It's just an arm of the JM.
It is. And it's a really really anti-Palestinian, the Rugby League Week.
I've noticed that.
Mate, you wait. You'll see a nice story about the Morris brothers or something when they fucking first started playing, and then all of a sudden it's anti-Palestinian propaganda.
I had noticed that.
It's crazy.
What came out of the Alex Jones chat? Because surely there's going to be absolute gold mine when Alex Jones and Kanye West sit down at the moment.
So you haven't seen any of the clips?
I haven't watched it, no.
Dude, he sat there and he was just like,
get ready to get clipped.
Can you do?
What I like about Hitler.
Yeah.
And that was he just kept saying shit like that. And
can you do a good Alex Jones voice? Or Kanye? Was he
Kanye, listen, Kanye, Not really.
Was he?
He was trying to get him out of it.
Apparently, he was
saying,
rattled.
He was saying, like, yeah, Kanye is saying, there's a lot of things I love about Hitler. And Alex Jones is like, no, like, you're saying, like, you like the uniforms, right? Like, he's like, nah.
You're saying you like the uniforms.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's, and he's just like,
Alex Jones isn't black.
You like those uniforms, boy? You like those uniforms? Well, you can wear one.
That's a terrible Alex Jones.
Here's the thing, Kanye. It's making the frogs gay.
No, I can't do it.
But
yeah, so he basically just went on this mad tangent about why he, what he admired about Hitler, what he liked about the Nazis.
Well, apparently not Donda. What was the album before Donya? Yeezus. He wanted to call it Adolf.
Wow.
True. That's not a joke.
I haven't heard this.
That's not a joke. You can Google that. Apparently he wanted to name, I think it was Yeezus, he wanted to call Adolf or Hitler. He just was wanted to call it Hitler.
He wanted to call it Adolf. Well, I
Adolf or Hitler. He wanted to call it like it was going. And you can get this up. Google this at home. I'm not lying. And apparently, I don't think the marketing team took to it too kindly. They were like, no, you can't do that.
So they're just sitting there at Sony Records like, oh, I wonder what he wants.
What do you want to call it, Yeezy? And he's like, hear me out, Hitler. They're like, no. Crazy.
Sources told CNN that West originally suggested the title Hitler for his 2018 album that eventually released as Yay.
What a fucking lunatic. What a fucking lunatic.
Mate, he is so mentally deranged, this cunt.
But you know what? He gave us College Dropout.
Yes.
He gave us Graduation.
Yep. All amazing albums.
Is it?
Is all amazing, Dark amazing albums.
He's a genius. Dark Twisted Fantasy is one of the best albums ever. Mm-hmm. He's a genius.
He is.
I'm going to back. And if, like, he got out this Balenciaga thing, I don't think he's as mad as everyone makes out. I know it seems crazy at the moment. I reckon there's going to be method in his madness.
Do you know what? Well, I think so too. I think maybe there's something.
There's going to be. It's Kanye.
Maybe.
He's never let us down before.
But also, have you seen the live performances he does when he's like out in the mud flipping around?
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
Like, he's a fucking
idiot.
It's
crap.
So, you know how I thought this was quite funny? Adidas dropped him, right?
Yeah.
Do you know why Adidas dropped him?
Because, isn't Adidas a German company?
Because they're German.
Yeah.
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 So imagine, Yay, turning up at the Alex Jones interview wearing Adidas clothing going, we love Hitler.
Yeah.
Adidas loves Hitler.
Not a great look for the brand.
Terrible look for the people.
Yeah. I learned something about Adidas and Puma was started by two brothers and they had a fight. And like it was originally just Adidas. And then the brothers had a fight and one of them was like, fuck you, I'll start my own sportswear brand. And he started Puma. They're two German brothers from this tiny little town in Germany.
Unlucky to that one.
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
Puma's still pretty big.
Their cousin made Fila.
That's surely not
and their
true.
Uncle started Bilo.
Oh, shut up.
Fuck.
I saw, you know the Fila logo?
Yeah.
I saw this with Tyler, the Creator, like, you know, the rapper Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was doing some interview and he had a shirt on that looked, it was just a white shirt that had what looked like the Fila logo. Like, it looks exactly like it, but it says flog. Yeah. I was like, I need one of those. It was very good.
Talking about flogs, women in sport. Have you noticed that female athletes are the only athletes in the world that can be morbidly obese or at least quite overweight and still be a professional athlete?
It's because they're not full-time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are fit that aren't full-time athletes.
What sport are you thinking of?
Rugby league.
Yeah, but there's plenty
need
of fat.
Some front rowers.
There's plenty of fat fuck.
Are they fat though or are they big dudes?
Remember George Rose?
Yeah. So one guy.
It's not, yeah, but like, there's more than, like, fucking, there's heaps of them.
There's yeah, heaps of fat chicks in the but like, no, NRLW.
Think about, like, you watch, like, old footy.
Yeah.
Footballs don't look like what they look like now.
But they were never fat.
No, but there's, like.
They were big dudes, but they were never fat. Go back to the early 90s. They're still not fat dudes.
Yeah, but they're not, like, they don't look like they are now. But, like, dudes, like, are sometimes just more naturally athletic than chicks. Yeah.
Sometimes all the time.
Hey?
Sometimes are naturally more athletic or all the time are naturally more athletic?
I guarantee you I could outplay every single woman in the Australian rugby league team.
No, you'd get, who's the Knights captain? Millie Boyle would fold you. Yeah, 100%.
My asshole.
You did your meniscus while you're in bed. You're not, you would get killed by Millie Boyle.
I would run her over.
No, you
of course I would.
You hurt your meniscus while you were sleeping. Of course I would. You'd get killed.
I would absolutely dominate women's rugby league.
I don't know about dominate. You'd probably get picked in the Australian squad, but I don't know.
Damn straight I would. I'd fucking kill it. And I haven't played in like 7 years. You'd kill it.
No, you'd get hurt.
As if.
Yeah.
Doing what? Don't get me wrong, some of the big New Zealand.
Rolling over.
Yeah.
Some of the New Zealand.
You get hurt doing your boots up.
I actually do get some fucking issues with me. What do they call the fucking...
What, laces?
What are the little bits around your fingernails?
Oh, like stepmother's blessing kind of thing where it comes away.
Stepmother's blessing? Is that what you're talking about? What are they fucking... Cuticles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, mate, I really... Big injuries. Yeah, they're not good. And they start bleeding you. No, I find it funny that they're allowed to be overweight. I don't think it's cool. I think they should have to be fitter. Yeah. Don't you think, Josh? I know you're a bit of a progressive sort of guy and you like to look after...
No, I just think like...
I know you like to lie.
Where women's sport at the moment is like, say in like 20 years when they're full time, you won't see like... You won't see as much of like the overweight, you know what I mean? Like the ones you're talking about. You won't see as much of that because they'll be full time. Like they'll be, like the girls that are playing now are like working and training. Like, so when they're playing full time and training full time and physio full time, their bodies are going to change.
Wouldn't you think you'd want to be, if you are playing professional sport like these women are?
They're not playing professionally. Not all of them are professional.
But they get paid.
Yeah, but that's like, I get paid to play local footy. That's not professional.
Get over yourself,
mate. No, but it's like semi-professional. It's not.
I know, but you're on the telly. Like, come on.
Yeah, but like.
You're trying to be professional. Shouldn't you be fit?
They are.
How many people?
They're probably still fit. They're just not like sexy. No, but they're probably still.
Are you trying to say that, are you suggesting you hate women in rugby league because they're not sexy enough for you?
Yes. I think that's obviously what I'm saying.
No wonder you're losing followers on the Daily Blue, all the fucking... pig haters out there.
Pig, yeah. So what was the point? There's just fat chicks in footy.
No, I just thought about it the other day. You don't see it in any other, like, male sport.
Darts?
but you do in heavyweight boxing. Like, obviously, Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury's a big dude, but he's a...
Andy Ruiz.
He's very fit. Andy Ruiz, yeah. Boxing, for sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about what we got going on this week. How long have we got left in this podcast?
We got about... We're at 52 minutes.
Okay, so I'll wrap...
Fuck, that's gone fucking quick.
I'll be swift with this.
Give him an extra 2 minutes because I always forget about the countdown.
Just go.
I was just asking because I wanted to get this through.
Yeah.
We are doing a show on Thursday night in Maitland. You're opening the show. Congratulations. Maitland.
Thanks,
mate. You're not opening, but you're the first act up.
Yeah.
Ready, you'll open. So you don't have to stress about that.
I think Red Dog.
But we're raising money for Swiss 8.
For the veterans.
Swiss 8 is a company that I am an ambassador for, and they do some great work. I ran into, and it's sold out, so we don't have to sell it, which is really cool.
But it's going to be sick.
Sold out in 2 hours.
You and Frenchie. How's that not going to sell? That's fucking great.
Fuck yeah. And anyway, so ran into Adrian, who's one of the founders of Swiss 8, owners or whatever you
want to call it. Adrian Sartor. Great guy. I used to play footy with him, actually, many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Fit young man, good-looking bloke.
He's a handsome bastard.
Jacked. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's...
gay. No. He'd bash the shit out of me if he heard that.
He must be eating the... He must be primal.
Oh, he's primal. He's primal fucking primal as fuck.
But I think he was a soldier, and he sort of started this to help with the mental health crisis that soldiers are facing. Now, one interesting thing he said, and I wrote this down because I really wanted to talk about it, was it's not just people who go away to war that are having PTSD in the military. It's also people who sign up and never go away to war, never leave the country, but they are leaving the armed forces with mental health issues like PTSD, anxiety, and depression. Can you guess why you think that is?
I would imagine there is, I mean, depends. There'd be some sort of trauma associated with the training, surely.
Maybe, yeah.
I reckon definitely.
Maybe they need to change the way they train people, sure.
I don't know. I think if you want to be getting fucking flogged at training if you're going to war. Like you want to be getting prepared for it. But I think, I don't know, from what I've heard, the training can get pretty wild.
So he said this, and I've never thought about it like this, and it made so much sense. The military, the armed forces, the reason that so many people have mental health issues when they leave is because they went in with them. The military attracts broken people.
Yeah.
Because they want a family.
Yeah.
They want something to belong to. They want something that's going to set them straight, that's going to get them right. And they've already suffered this trauma, whether it be from their mother, their father, or their grandparents, or whoever's looked after them early in life. And they've developed these issues, and now they think that maybe the military will help. When it may in some cases, or it may just exacerbate them, and then they leave and they have these issues. Mm. I just thought it was very, very interesting because I'd never thought about it in those terms.
That is interesting, yeah. Like, yeah, you wouldn't have thought about that.
No, and I thought, you know, like these are young, often young people,
mid-20s, coming out of the military for the first time. They've served their 4 years or whatever it is they sign up for, and they're going into the world. They've just left school. They've just left the military. They've never had any sort of routine in place that wasn't set there for them. And that's where things like Swiss8, which is an app for military people, I think they're doing for a lot of different things. And he said another one is rugby league, basically professional sport.
Yeah.
A lot of these people who are coming out of being a professional are going, okay, shit, what do I do here?
I think because they go from having so much structure.
Yeah.
Like footy in the military, probably similar in that respect, where you're told what time to train, what to eat, when to eat, what you're doing this day, what you're doing that day. And then you come out and there's like nothing. And like you're saying, you probably got that sense of belonging. Then you don't have that anymore. And then that structure, you don't have that anymore. So that's all gone. So then you're like, fuck, what am I doing? What's the point? Probably get pretty sad.
You get it to when, well, I started to see it when I stopped working.
Yeah.
And I just started working from home on this.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I was like, you'd wake up and you'd be like, okay, what the fuck am I going to do today?
A lot of people I know that began working from home through COVID had it as well.
Yep.
Where it was like, they'd just be like in the house, like four walls all day, just sort of in your own head, just fucking looking at spreadsheets and shit. And they're like, fuck this. Like, not talking to anyone, like just answering emails and stuff. You're like, oh, yuck.
Like, I've gotten used to it now and I've worked out ways that, sort of.
Well, you do have a bit of structure in your day, don't you? Like, you get up at a certain time, you train, you eat this time, you train this time, like, have your 10 coffees at this time. Like, but you do have, like, structure
in
your day.
I do.
You have to.
You have to, otherwise you lose your fucking mind. 100%. Structure's so fucking important. Dixon's the same with it. She's like, if we change, like, the structure of the day, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's literally like that. It's battle station.
You said two chords came in the mail that you weren't expecting. You're like, what the fuck
is this? This wasn't supposed to happen.
It's funny.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting way to look at it. And I think we're gonna raise some money for them because they're not getting any money from the government.
Yeah,
which is mad.
Yeah.
So, like Adrian was saying, and you know, he's met with some pretty influential people, and they're just like, mate, there's just no one's going to fund it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why? Because, as I think we've spoken about before on the podcast, about the idea that a government is only in place for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not looking long term. They're only looking to the next sort of election cycle. They're not worrying about what's happening in 10 or 20 years. And that's why governments, like communist governments, do quite well with getting things done and why they don't pay people. And
are you saying we should
be a socialist nation? We all need a cock ring and we all need to be socialists. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
But at least with a communist government, a dictator, at least they're not changing every couple of years. That's one positive, I guess.
Yeah, that's why they can just get everything done. You
know, and that's what I think Kanye was talking about with the Nazis. They got things done.
I mean, you say what you want, but he's got a few good points.
He's not wrong about everything, and that's what's so crazy.
Sometimes he's right too.
I don't know. I think raising money is a good thing. I think we're doing it for some good. We're doing it for the Newcastle Dog Rescue. We've raised $8,000 already.
Awesome.
And we're going to do some stuff for the Swiss8 on Thursday night. That's going to be fun. It's going to be me and Frenchie, a couple other guys who I started doing stand up with. You, Gabe, coming up. It'll be fun.
It'll be really good. I know it's a fundraiser for veterans and stuff. I've got jokes about pedophiles and drug use. Is that going to be?
Oh, there'll be pedophiles and drug users there.
Good.
Not just.
I mean, it is in Maitland. So.
I drove past the joint that it's at the other day when I was up visiting my good friend Adam Greentree, and it's a bit of a hole.
Nah, it's good. I know the way that runs it. It's fucking. It'll be good fun.
It's a fucking
shit hole.
That'll be good. Can't wait to get in there and oos it up.
Yeah,
but no, it'll be fun. But
can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head over to Patreon right now to continue this conversation. There is a bit that I wanted to talk about. About a scientist out of, I think he worked in the Wuhan lab.
Ooh.
And he's come out and said that it was created by, the vid was created by the people.
Well, he'll be going missing soon.
Yeah, I know. And everyone in the media was like, controversial scientist.
So everyone's like, shut the fuck up, mate. You are going to disappear very
soon.
You're
about to lose it. But head over on Patreon. It's $1 a month and you'll never spend a dollar better.
Also, just before we finish the podcast, I was in Sydney on the weekend. Fuck Sydney. Oh. I just wanted to say that. I hate that I was
it's
in
the worst city in Australia.
The parking is just fucking sucks ass.
Mate, I will go to Brisbane. I will fly to Brisbane over Sydney.
And it's insane. Like the concert was amazing and I spent a good weekend with some friends. Everything else about it fucking blew.
How'd you get there? Drive?
Drove. Ugh. And then like just the car park at the hotel was a fucking nightmare. Signage is shit. Traffic fucked. people you deal with to try and park your car fucking sucked. Fuck that low joint.
It is the worst city in Australia.
I mean,
worst capital city at the very least.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, Adelaide's a bit fucking, well,
it's capital of New South Wales.
Capital of New South Wales, Gabe, you big fucking idiot.
Fair.
Adelaide's a bit of a shithole, but it's all right.
It's got some good strip clubs, allegedly.
I don't know if I've been to a strip club in Adelaide.
I'll have to go.
We'll have to go back. Perth's fun.
Perth's great.
Who else is there? Brisbane.
Brisbane's good.
That big river of poo. Gold Coast.
Ugh. God, he's good. I'm going there in a few weeks.
I hate the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I like Burleigh. I like Burleigh. That's cool. Which is just south of the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Burleigh and
Goldie's fun.
Yeah.
Slingshot, kittens. Sucking good.
Kittens? Is that the strippers there?
Don't pretend like you don't know.
No, isn't it Hollywood Showgirls?
Oh, Showgirls. Yeah. No, Kittens is in Kittens in Sydney, I think.
Come on, bro.
It's that sloppy.
That's
sloppy for me.
We're up at Toowoomba a couple of weeks ago. And do you know the name of the strip club in Toowoomba?
No, but I think it's going to be awesome.
It's an old bank. It's called The Vault.
Beautiful.
And awesome. Everyone knows The Vault.
Of course
they
do.
It's fucking amazing.
That's a great name because it makes you feel safe when you're going to be debaucherous.
It's like you go out and your mum's a bit worried about you. Where are you going? You go in The Vault. You go, oh, he'll be safe.
He'll be safe. It's a vault. What could go wrong?
But it's funny. You walk along the main strip and it's like Golo and then it's a shop and then it's a dress shop, The Vault, and then it's like a fish and chip shop and it's just in the middle of the fucking street. Perfect. It's great.
Perfect.
Let us know your favourite strip club in the comment section below.
But before Patreon, should we shout out the people who had us in their Spotify Wrapped this year?
Oh, yeah. I got a few messages from people like because we got our Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, right.
And people were messaging us saying we were in their Spotify Wrapped. One guy messaged me. He said we were third in his top five behind Rogan and Segura.
Who?
Exactly. I was like, mate, pick those fucking numbers up. Yeah, get us come the number on, one.
No, that was great. That's good. That's good. I'm glad. Thank you for listening over the 2022 year, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've only got a couple more shows left, don't we?
For the year, yeah. Well, what have we got next week? And then probably the Chrissy show the week after. And then
that'll wrap us until we get back in January.
Yeah, we might have a week or two off, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we have Christmas off and then come back first week of Jan or something like
that. Yeah, 1 week's enough.
Yeah, I mean,
We're not exactly breaking our backs here, are we? I don't need that much time off.
I mean, I've had a whole beer, so maybe I need a bit of a relax. But so the 16th, we're going to record the Chrissy podcast, and that'll be out the week after. So that is next week. Is that correct, Goob?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, go over to Patreon right now to catch the rest of this podcast. But for those of you who have no money and no friends, goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.